Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. With Pioneer Cellular, you get the best coverage on the area's most extensive 4G LTE network. That's no bull. It's a commitment to customers that's hard to match.
With Pioneer Cellular, you're covered when you travel around the country or right here at home. Having the best coverage is our proud commitment to customers and community. Pioneer has the phones you want with your choice family plans for everyone.
When you're looking for wireless service, look to the best. Call Pioneer or visit us online today.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's start with a little check on the livestock. You know what? Livestock ended with a pretty nice day yesterday.
We sure did, Dave. We saw yesterday the live cattle and feeder cattle futures both managed to recover some of the large losses that took place back on last Friday when we was limit down. Now, there has not been any activity in our feed yards yet this week. We're still waiting for that to develop. We did see the choice box beef continue to trend lower, down $1.35 yesterday. Select boxes down $1.24, and a total movement of 122 loads. Daily cattle kill came in 112,000 head. Cash feeder index also continues to decline, down $1.68. Now, just a reminder, Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock is the release of the monthly cattle on feed and cold storage reports. And we saw yesterday February cattle close $1.75 higher, March feeder cattle $2 higher, and April lean hogs were 27 cents higher on the day.
We'll check the grains when we come back right after this.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial, including Angus, Slim Flex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th.
All right, Tom, let's look at these grain futures now here today. And you know what? The corn, the soybeans had pretty good days yesterday. Kansas City wheat, though, struggled a little bit.
That's right, Dave. Our Kansas City wheat saw mixed trading throughout the day and was the only thing that closed on the negative side, while the grain markets and the soybean complex all saw positive closes. Now, most of the corn and the soybean contracts yesterday were able to make new highs for the 2016 time period, and trading overnight has been very negative for our equity and energy markets around the world, and we're seeing pressure also on our grain complex as they are trading lower, but in very good volume for the second straight session. March KC wheat now 4.25 cents lower. March corn's down $0.01¼. March soybeans trading 6.25 lower. March cotton is down 66 points. The March crude oil down 88 cents. But we're looking at the March dollar is now up 3 cents. And March Dow Jones futures trading 295 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow, as we always do, and look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.